This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning, everyone. Hope it was a nice holiday for you, and there's still one to come. And it is New Year's, the start of a new season, new year, new everything in 2024. Happy to be with you today, but it's only going to be for like 30 minutes because Matt Harkins is really strict about time here today. He's on the other side of the glass. We actually have Pitt pregame coming up with Jeff Hathorn, Curtis Aiken, Cale Berger at the bottom of the hour. Pitt delves into conference play starting. Well, they've had one, but this is a big one against Syracuse at Syracuse, a battle of two of the better guards you're going to find, young guards, in college basketball. So that'll be coming up a little bit later, but we're here talking football with you at 412-928-9370. So if you want to get a call in, please do it now, because we only have a limited amount of time today, as the Steelers will be in Seattle tomorrow. We have a pregame show for you on TV starting at 11:30 a.m. It's the BetMGM Steelers kickoff after the game, even though the game's on Fox. We'll be on the air. Chris Oak and I will take your calls. We have post-game reaction from Seattle. That's right after the game on KDKA Plus. So join us for all of that. Make a note of it. And this has become a wild, wild situation every year in the NFL. And you think you're going to get away from it, but you really don't, because the NFL has it figured out. You call it mediocrity. You can call it whatever you want to call it, parity. Every year it goes down to the same thing. And the last game of the regular season will ultimately decide probably what goes on in the NFL. Right now, we got some big games, though, coming up. And to me, the biggest one is going to be tomorrow. And it'll be on CBS KDK with the Ravens in Miami. And right now, the Ravens are in the top spot as they went to San Francisco and really annihilated the 49ers by intercepting Brock Purdy five different times. Miami, on the other hand, is number two, and they host, or they'll go to Baltimore tomorrow. And if they should win that game, well, then that's a very interesting situation, because that means Baltimore will have to play with some urgency on the final week of the regular season, forcing the Ravens to beat the Steelers to get into the number one seed, presumably. But they have to play that game if they lose that game tomorrow to Miami. If Miami should win, then Baltimore likely won't play a lot of guys in the final game. It should help the Steelers if they need to win that game. But first things first, they got to beat Seattle. And it's never easy flying to Seattle. That's exactly their assignment. If you look at the wild card playoff rounds right now, and there's only 2 weeks left, but Baltimore would get the bye in the AFC. It would have Miami as a 2-seed taking on the Colts at a 7-seed. But the Steelers could jump in on them over the last 2 weeks. Kansas City, a team that's just going in the wrong direction, as the 3-seed taking on Buffalo, the 6-seed. I don't think there's much concern about playing in Kansas City, especially with the way they've played there recently. It's still Pat Mahomes. They still can get it together, and Andy Reid is an outstanding coach. But they're not playing well. They're dropping a lot of passes. They've made a lot of mistakes. And Pat Mahomes has not looked very good. Travis Kelce hasn't done much since he started dating Taylor Swift, which is quite interesting, isn't it? Speaking of Taylor Swift, she was born in 1989. You know when happened in 1989, the last time? It's the Browns finishing ahead of the Steelers in the standings. And that's going to happen this year because of what they did the other night. And Joe Flacco, man, what a story. You never would have thought this. He just ripped apart the Jets. He throws his share of interceptions. There's no question about that. But that's just Joe Flacco being, you know, a guy who's not afraid to throw the ball down the field. And he is not doing that. He's going after things, even with some injuries, and they have a ton of injuries. But since he took over as the Browns' starting quarterback, the numbers are ridiculous. 254 yards in his first game with two touchdowns, 311 with three touchdowns the following week, and then 374, 368, 309 with three touchdowns in each of those games. He has more touchdowns in five games than the New York Giants do as a team, than the New York Jets do as a team, than the Pittsburgh Steelers do as a team, which leads us into the situation at hand of the Steelers going on the road, taking on Seattle with Mason Rudolph, who will be getting the start. Kenny Pickett is listed as questionable, but defensively, the biggest thing in this game is going to be how the Steelers, and they played well without a lot of guys last week to get a win. Can they do that on the road in that environment? Missing four of their starting safeties, missing four of their top inside linebackers. That's the situation at hand, and they're going to have to figure it out. And ball control, I would imagine, is going to be a big part of it. So, you know, if I were them, I would focus on that, throw the ball down the field when Mason Rudolph has opportunities. One thing I do think will happen, Seattle is not going to give George Pickens the one-on-one treatment. They're going to make sure they take care and they have someone over the top, because if you don't, Mason Rudolph has that ability to throw it and put a dime in there down the field. So I think they'll try to take that away, Pete Carroll. It will be interesting to see who matches up against him. Artie Burns and Devin Bush are both starting in this game. You know, Matt Harkins, that's pretty ridiculous when you think about it. Two of the biggest busts in Steeler history now have kind of, you know, moved along here and there. And now because of their injuries, they're getting a chance to start. I don't think they ever should have been number one picks looking back based on their history. But, you know, you hang around enough and you're still going to get opportunities because there's just so many injuries in the NFL.
I wonder which one is going to make the biggest play against the Steelers.
How about none?
I don't think any of them will, but I feel like Artie Burns is a better chance than Devin Bush to make a play.
Yeah, I think Jalen Warren's looking forward to an opportunity to go head-to-head with Devin Bush. Just to you know, because Devin Bush's tackling has been very much questioned over his entire career. He doesn't have that many this year when he's gotten in there to play, but he's jacked up for this game, but we'll see what it means. And you'll watch it tomorrow on Fox. Like I said, we were on afterwards, KDK Plus with postgame. All right, we get into that. I have questions I'd like to throw out, like who do you think is your coach of the year? I guess Kevin Stefanski has jumped to the leader of the pack. He's minus four quarterbacks. A whole bunch of people. His best running back. They didn't have Amari Cooper the other day. They've four of their starting defensive guys. So you could feel sorry for the Steelers all you want. Nobody else will, and certainly the Browns won't. They've been able to overcome it on four quarterbacks. First time a team has gotten to the playoffs by using four quarterbacks. All right, let's get to it. I asked for your calls, and you guys have responded. Counselor is first on line number two. Hey, Counselor, what's going on? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Bob. Healthy one, too, most importantly.
That's always the most important thing. Hopefully it's that way for you as well.
First comment on the Steelers. You know, it was not a no-brainer to start Mason Rudolph. You have to go with him. I don't know that Pickett's that mobile still yet, so I don't know that he can maybe he could be a backup, but I doubt if he could start with any. And then there's the rust too, you know, on that base.
I don't know about the rust. I mean, Mason Rudolph didn't have a problem with rust once he got a whole entire practice week under his belt. I think you can shake that stuff off pretty quickly, and Kenny Pickett has been playing a lot this year, so I wouldn't worry so much about that. I don't know if he's going to be the backup, though. I mean, he's okay. Questionable, but he may not be the backup.
Well, the other thing is, I didn't care. Even if he thought that, he shouldn't have said, I didn't learn anything from watching. Well, did you see that Mason Rudolph went through his progressions and stepped up? And I realized it was the Cincinnati Bengals, and they're not the best secondary in the world, but, you know, they're not the worst.
Right.
Either.
No, I didn't like that comment. And I think he could always learn something by watching. Everybody does, no matter what year you're in. No matter what position you play. So I hope he learned something, you know, because there's a lot to learn in a game like that. And they've struggled trying to get deep scores, quick hitters, like we saw last week with an 86-yarder and a 66-yarder.
The other appointment I'm going to make on Major League Baseball, it's ridiculous what Los Angeles did. And I understand there's no limit on deferred compensation, but they, besides Yamamoto, they get Tyler Glasnow, and that's a pretty hefty contract to begin with, too. And it's just totally out of control.
Thanks, Counselor, for the call. I'll comment on that because I agree, but there's not much you can do. If the owners are okay with the system in a revenue-sharing way, which I don't think is true revenue sharing because you don't know where the money goes. To me, it has to go to your roster exclusively, no exceptions. But they'll take the money that the LA Dodgers are going to pay in a luxury tax and do what they want with it. And the Dodgers, if somebody like Yamamoto is not what they think he is in a couple of years, they'll just go out and sign somebody else. If Tyler Glasnow has struggles, I don't care about $135 million. And that's what's ridiculous about it, because you know when you get these high-priced people, there are only one or two teams that are able to play the game. And it should never be like that. If you're looking for on-the-field equity, you got to have financial equity and revenue sharing and a true cap and floor, salary and floor. So we'll see what happens with that. But as far as the Steelers are concerned, I think Mason Rudolph did go through his progressions very nicely. For someone who hadn't played in a long time as a starter, I thought he was very impressive in that regard. Now, keep in mind that they specifically took the middle of the field away. The last time Cincinnati had played the Steelers, it was Pat Freiermuth who really was the difference, and they did not let him become a factor, but what they did do was let George Pickens become one. And when you have a guy who can put the ball on the money like Rudolph does, that could be big plays, and we saw it right off the bat. Tim in Clarion joins us right now here on the Bob Pompeiano Show. Hello, Tim. Happy New Year.
Hey, Happy New Year, Bob. Thanks for taking my call. Wanted to change it up a bit. Today there's a college football game that I got my eye on. It's Florida State, Georgia. Now, Florida State has kind of been flapping their gums a little bit after an undefeated season, and they don't get in the Final Four. And it's a huge spread today. Georgia minus 21. I personally hope Georgia blows the doors off of them, and we can prove that the committee got it right. But a 21-point spread, do you think Florida State will hang with them?
This, Tim, is a no-brainer for me. When I saw lines like that, I jump on them. They're too good of a team to get 21 points. I realize what they're playing with. I realize they don't have some of their most prolific offensive players, but that's a lot of points. And I think Florida State wants to also prove a little bit of a point. Georgia is a better team. I don't think there's any question about that. Georgia has a case that they could have gotten into, as does Florida State. Florida State did everything they could have done, right? I mean, what are they supposed to do? And to me, if you reverse the way people are looking at this and say, you actually went through an undefeated season, you won your conference championship, and you did it with essentially a third-string quarterback, that should actually give you more cred than the other way around. Oh, well, they're missing their star player. We don't want that in our Final Four. But what about earning it? Well, they did what they were supposed to do. They went through the entire season not losing and winning their conference championship.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it's a hard reality to live in when you're in a Power 5 and run the table. However, I think the big asterisk, in the bylaws, they talk about injured players or coaches not going to be a part of the game, and that's, a part of the game. And I feel like Georgia covers the spread today. I think Kirby Smart gets it done big.
I think they'll be motivated, too, because they feel they should be in there. So, Tim, thanks. It should be an interesting game. That's a lot of points. I knew it would be a big point spread. I never thought 21 points, but I jump on 21 points every single time because typically at the end of the day, somebody will give up a score that doesn't matter and it tilts it in your direction or the other way. 412-928-9370. We got to take a quick break. Come back. Get on the lines right now. We're on to 11:30, and then we shift over to Pitt Panther basketball against Syracuse today, a big game. We got a busy week here. You got the Penguins and St. Louis Blues tonight, and then they have another home game tomorrow. You got the Steelers. You got all sorts of stuff going on. No shortage of things to talk about on this holiday weekend. I'm Bob Pompeiani. Matt Harkins is behind the glass. We'll be back with more. Call us, 412-928-9370. We're right here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. And we are brought to you by number one Cochrane. Shop 24/7 with Expressway at Cochrane.com. Twitter is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Peters Township, or visit them online at SouthHillsJeep.com. And the Fan text line, as always, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. All right, we've been on a very limited schedule here, so we don't have a lot of time. Talking a lot about the NFL. Here's the game that you have to watch tomorrow, before the Steeler game, of course, and it is the biggest non-Steeler game of the weekend, maybe of the year, because of the implications. It's Dolphins and Ravens. And the Ravens have done a very good job going on the road, beating some very talented teams. Lamar Jackson looks like he's put himself in an MVP conversation. Certainly, guys like Brock Purdy, even though he had an awful game, have to be considered based on the large sum of work he did. Dak Prescott's going to get some play. Christian McCaffrey should get some play. There are a lot of people who you can look to. But At this point, I would have to say Lamar Patterson. Or Lamar Jackson, I'm sorry. I'm thinking basketball already. See that, Matt? When we're talking basketball, I go to Lamar Patterson. Anyway, the Ravens and Jackson got a big step forward in that race by doing what he did on the road at San Francisco. If Tua Tagovailoa does that to the Ravens, you know, his numbers are very, very similar, if not better in many categories, to Lamar Jackson. If Tua has the kind of game tomorrow and they win in Baltimore, I got a feeling you're going to hear his name as an MVP candidate and should. But anyway, the huge implications. If Baltimore wins, then they clinch the top seed in the AFC and likely will rest starters against the Steelers, which should help the Steelers, provided they win tomorrow. Miami will likely then be playing for the AFC East title against Buffalo in the final week of the year. So, would the Steelers win? Baltimore and Miami, and Baltimore wins? That puts all the emphasis on Miami and Buffalo to win that division and get a seed, but it would help the Steelers out quite a bit. So there, that's what you have with that one. As far as the coach of the year, I think Kevin Stefanski, as much as I hate to say this, because I just, you know, the way they were going early, I didn't think they'd be in this conversation, but man, he has really done a good job given all the stuff he's had to deal with. Not just four quarterbacks. When you bring in a guy like Flacco, and then there are a lot of teams out there like the Jets and other teams that were considering Joe Flacco and elected not to do it. But there's no Deshaun Watson. There's no Nick Chubb. There's no Jack Conklin. Jedrick Willis, I don't think he's back. I think he's out too. DeJuan Jones, on defense, they've lost a lot of guys, including two starting safeties, just like the Steelers have had their problems there. So, give him a lot of credit for doing what they're doing, 11-5, and they still have a shot at the number one overall seed, which is amazing for me to consider that, given where they were at the beginning of the season, how many people thought they'd have a hard time getting in the playoffs, and then boom, all of a sudden it changes. All right, I'm going to tell you over the next 11 days, Pitt, got a busy schedule. Syracuse, a bubble team in most projections today. Number 9, North Carolina. Number 16, Duke. It is going to be a big stretch of games coming up for Pitt. And coming up next, it's going to be Panther Preview. Jeff Hathorn will be doing the play-by-play today along with Curtis Aiken. They'll be greeting you from Syracuse. And Cale Berger will be here as well. He's been a busy man today. I'll leave you with fan weather. A couple of rain showers, maybe even snow showers, high of 40. Low of 31. Fan weather is always brought to you by Sun Chevrolet, 23 Silverado, 1500s up to $7,500 in rebates, sunchevy.com. That's going to do it. For Matt Harkins, I'm Bob Pompeiani. Thanks for joining us on this abbreviated day. We'll see you over the weekend on KDKA-TV. Have a great day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.